It's Normal PD's Community Service Officer, Greg Leopold, here on Wake Up Normal.
And he is back. Welcome.
Yes, I am awake and here in Normal. How are you guys doing?
Huh? Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. Can't complain.
So, we've been here a couple, it's been a couple of weeks, and lots happened.
Yes.
One of the things, of course, being the robbery that happened last week.
Oh, no, it was actually
this
just
week.
2 days ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Yeah, it was it's a bad situation. A 21-year-old victim. He was walking home from working out southbound on School Street from Rab when a vehicle that drove by him and then backed up to rob him. It was an armed robbery, so there are three suspects. The suspect is described as a tall, skinny black male, about 6 foot tall, young, very young, and this comes from a 21-year-old. So, I mean, you guys, if a 21-year-old is describing somebody as young, they're probably pretty young. And they obtained some articles from this individual and fled the scene. So,
So with that, what are some ways that people can just, I guess, like safety precautions that people can take?
Safety precautions. What I always fall back on, and this goes especially for females because females have that, you know, that seventh sense. You do. Is to trust your surroundings, trust what you're feeling. And in this case, the victim said, "Yeah, I saw the car speed by me, and I saw it reverse." And he said, "I thought something was going to happen." Well, if you're thinking something's going to happen, it probably is going to happen. And crisscross them, you know, cross away from them, run away from them. Don't run in straight lines. Get away from them. And in this case, he didn't have his cell phone in the gym bag that was taken. He had it on him. Start calling 911. We'll start pinging the phone. I mean, you seriously can just call 911 and take off running. We'll find the phone. It'll be a 911 open line. So when somebody calls 911 to our dispatch, it shuts down the whole place until we answer that phone and we've actually pulled it from a 911 to whatever's happening. Uh-huh. And travel, you know, travel in pairs. And you don't hear that said to guys very much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever. It's always to girls. But arguably, if you're traveling with a buddy, whether it be a girl buddy or a guy buddy, there's a lot less likelihood that you're going to be a victim. Just, you know, trust your senses. Really, trust your senses.
Yeah, I know the other night, I remember I was walking over here. We had, like, our night meetings that we have, and I was kind of had that in the back of my mind because, you know, you don't really typically, I feel, sometimes really think of that, you know, of, you know, watching your back and whatnot. And you definitely want to do that, that's for sure.
Yeah, I always say that if the hair on the back of your neck, you know, raises, we have a fight or flight sense in us, and you need to trust it and get out of that situation, whatever it is.
Yeah, my friends always make fun of me because I'm like a little too cautious. I'm like always paranoid, and I'm just like, you just hear the craziest things.
Yes, and I would argue that too paranoid is not bad. I mean, excessively paranoid may be bad, but too paranoid isn't bad. It's going to keep you safe.
Right.
So of course, the other big story, of course, last week was the cold.
Oh, yeah.
So, I would assume there probably were some stalled vehicles.
Yes, there were lots of issues with the cold. We had some frozen pipes that, obviously, in apartment buildings and stuff, and vehicles all over. I don't foresee that kind of cold coming since it's honestly, as old as I am, you know, I'm over double all your ages. It's the coldest I ever remember it, and I don't know that it'll come again, but got to use precautions. You don't have to get out. I actually didn't come to work on Wednesday. I was afraid of the pipes in my house. Mm-hmm. So I stayed at home watching them, waiting for them to freeze. Thankfully, they didn't. But if you don't have to get out and you have an extra vacation day, don't get out. You know, stay at home because it was bad. I mean, 4 minutes of exposed skin and you can become, you know, frostbit, and thankfully we didn't have any of that. That was good. I know that there were several places across the country that did. Up in Chicago, they experienced a lot of unfortunate death because of the the cold air. Thankfully, we didn't.
Well, thankfully, we don't have the cold, but we have fog
that's coming. Yeah.
What are some like things that people can do driving-wise, walking-wise, anything?
Turn on your lights. I already tweeted that out this morning. I am the crazy Jeep that was coming in this morning, flashing my lights at you if you did not have your lights on. I realize those lights are really nice auto lights, but override the auto part of auto lights and turn them on manually. It'll ding at you. It will. When you shut your car off, it will ding at you that your lights are still on. If you've got your keys and you can't figure out what that ding is, turn them back to auto, because by then probably the fog will have burned off. If it's not so you can see. I mean, let's face it. The headlights don't help you see. It helps everybody around you see you. Your taillights, your headlights, and your turn signal. I mean, all that's for safety. And turn your lights on. If foggy, misty, rainy, and it was misty all day yesterday, you should have had your headlights on all day yesterday. Because if you're using your wipers, you're supposed to have your headlights on in Illinois. So just override the automatic headlights. I keep saying I want to do a video and put it on our Facebook page. This is the auto lights. This is how you use your two fingers to turn them on. But anyway, yeah. So
typically, like the rule I use, like in my car, and I know a lot of the newer cars have this also. They have like all the settings in your car, like the buttons and everything, all light up once you turn on the lights.
Mm-hmm.
So typically, if I cannot read the buttons at all, probably is a good idea to put them on.
Yes, that is a very good idea. Unfortunately, sometimes, like a day like today, it's kind of light and you can see the buttons, but they're not crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
If you turn your lights on, they'll be crystal clear. So, yes, exactly. That's a good rule of thumb to live by.